The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Don't you just love it when you're scrolling on social media and you stumble upon a TikToker living life on the edge? They wake up at 5 a.m. and show their 50 steps to becoming a better version of themselves. Do you ever just wonder if you were to follow their 50 steps, would you have the same outcome as them? Well, I'm your host, Mejor Versión, here to follow these trending self-improvement tutorials and see if they are truly life-changing. Hey guys, it's Mejor Versión. Welcome back to my second episode of Living Life on the Edge. So today's episode is going to be about living the secret to living a happy life. And I'm currently following the advice from Emma Chamberlain's podcast, Anything Goes with Emma Chamberlain. I really do recommend her podcast. And she talks about the secret to living a happy and healthy life. So the question of the day or for this podcast is, what is the secret to living a happy and healthy life? I don't know if you are on TikTok, but there's always these videos about the secrets to living a happy, healthy life. And they always usually show tips or things that they do. And it seems so easy to attain, but they never show the setbacks that they have or how much effort you truly have to put into living a happy and healthy life. It is truly hard to live a happy and healthy life because there are so many challenges that come with living in today. The challenge that we have to put effort into living a happy, healthy life. There needs to be boundaries set, effort to build meaningful relationships, be kind to others, limit time on social media, and also, you know, giving back to the community. Emma talks about feeling her happiest in life when she's around people who are solid, and she's not wrong. So one of the first pieces of advice that she gives is that you have to have a solid person to go to. So when you are surrounded by people who are positive and uplifting, it holds a positive effect on you. From my experience, my good friend, she went to my old college. She lives in LA, but we talk every day, you know. I've known her for about a year, and she's genuinely one of the sweetest, caring. She always has the best interests at heart. She isn't malicious in any sort of way. She does not have a mean bone in her body. She always looks at other people's perspectives when making decisions. She truly has a positive effect on my life. Seeing her treat everyone with kindness, love, and respect made me want to be a better person. I learned a lot from her during my first year of college. So I used to have a problem if things didn't go my way, I would get really mad about it. But the way that I would see her react to situations surrounding, like if things didn't go her way, she would just say, "That's okay, you know, like, let's take a step back from this. Like, I understand what you're feeling, that you're feeling angry, but it's okay." She's like, "We can always, there's always another solution." And she just had such a positive effect on me. And I truly do love her. She makes everything so uplifting. She is my go-to for everything. She genuinely cares and wants to help with anything. It truly is important to have someone that you can count on for anything. It can be someone that you can count on, could be a friend, a family member, a coach, a roommate, a guidance counselor, a therapist, anyone that makes sense to you. But also know that you have to reciprocate the energy back towards them. Check up on them because they might be struggling within, you know. Strive to find people who are truly reliable and are always willing to be there for you. And this will hold such a positive impact on your life. Another way to live a happy and healthy life is to actively challenge yourself. And this can be trying something new, like a hobby, for instance. So in, I believe it was May of 2022, I just graduated high school. My best friend at the time and I, we were bored one night and we had a lot of free time on our hands because, you know, it was the transition between high school and like college. And this was like our last time, you know, being together. So we decided to try something new. We saw online a girl doing these cool like TikTok videos with roller skates. And like, it was super funny. And I remember her telling me like, we should do this. Like, this seems really fun. And my first instinct was like, no, I'm not doing this. This is crazy. Because one, I'm very spontaneous, but also I was just thinking that like if one of us gets hurt, that's not going to be fun at all. And we were both babies about getting hurt. Like, if we fall, we're going to be, like, complaining about it for a week. But anyways, we went to Tilly's and got our matching skates. And we also got matching outfits, too, which is even the funnier part, because we were like, sisters, basically. We were always together. So this is also kind of, like, out of the era for us to do something different, because usually we would just go to Chick-fil-A. Anyways, I'm getting off topic. But yeah, so we got matching roller skates and like clothes, and we set out to a random parking lot in the middle of the night. And we thought this was going to be so easy. We had been watching videos a week prior, because we dropped like $70 on a pair of matching roller skates. Like, we probably weren't ever going to use them again, which is true. We never did. I'm going to be honest with you guys. But, you know, it was for the experience, even though it cost $70. Like, I can't believe we dropped that much money on it. But, yeah, so we had no protective gear, and we were just fully diving right into it. But that's the thing. Trying new things has such a positive outcome because, yeah, me and my best friend at the time were not good at roller skating, but we had such amazing memories from it, and we do still talk about it to this day, and it made us feel super accomplished. Like, I remember going back home and telling my parents, like, yeah, me and my friend just dropped $70 on a pair of roller skates. I still remember the look on my dad's face. He was like, you did what? He's like, why didn't you go rent them? I was like, I don't know. I feel like we had to commit to this, you know, because we told ourselves we would go out every day of the summer to go roller skating. Yeah, we did. And we really just went back to, you know, going to Chick-fil-A. But we actually did sort of kind of keep working at it, and we aren't around each other anymore just because she's far away, but we stuck with it, honestly, and we both felt accomplished after, because we tried something new, you know. It was something out of the blue for us. So another thing to living a happy and healthy life is to limiting social media and living in the moment. And it is a very difficult to find something to distract you from going on your phone. Some distractions that I try to do to limit my social media and phone usage includes going to a dance practice. I dance competitively, and I usually go to dance 3 times a week for 2 hours, just to stay off my phone too, you know, get the exercise in. I also hang out with my best friend. She's also my boss, which is the funniest thing too. So we would always go to the gym and just stay off our phones, and we'd just be together. And that was one of the other distractions I had. I also love to hike, especially at Little Yosemite. It's really pretty. There's a small waterfall, and technically you're not really supposed to swim there, but I did, and it's totally worth it. You know, there's no cell service. It's just you and your friends, and you're just, it's super pretty. Like, I definitely recommend this hike, guys. It's not that bad either. I remember I went out, I think it was pretty recent actually, it was like 90 degrees, and my friend and I, we were like, we're gonna go to this, well, I found it online, Little Yosemite, but I didn't intend on getting us there. We were just hiking just because, and we actually found it randomly too. But yeah, definitely recommend. Anyway, so this past summer, I wanted to stay off my phone, so I decided to start reading a book, and I fell in love with reading. I would turn off my phone for the entire day and try and finish the book. It made me so happy knowing that I was limiting my internet usage and being more productive. I am aware of my phone usage, so that's why I tried to do something else during the summer, and I wasn't on my phone often during the summer besides reading, because I was also working every single day from 7:45 a.m. to 6 p.m., and we truly do have more control over our social media usage and internet usage than we think. I know it feels like we might be missing out on a lot of stuff if we do not have social media platforms, but the crazy is we won't. If someone genuinely wants to reach out to you and be your friend, they will. I remember last year when I was going through a hard time, around September, I deleted all my social media just because I was always on my phone and I just wanted to be alone. And I had friends reaching out to me, checking up on me, and eventually I reactivated my accounts like in December. But I truly felt so happy during this time. One, because I was never on my phone. Two, I did not miss out on anything, which, you know, I thought I really was going to, but I didn't. Because all the people that I used to talk to on Snap just started texting me on iMessage. But the last ingredient to living a happy and healthy life is the balance between social life and alone time. I used to believe my happiness came from only solemnly going out and doing things with other people. But I learned that the hard way, because back last year in college, there was like, I had a very small social life. Like, I wouldn't go out whatsoever, and I was just always in my dorm. And I was also in LA, so there's a lot of things to do. And one of my friends would always be studying, you know, and it wasn't fair to her just to keep, I'm trying to think of the word, to keep relying on her for my happiness. Because whenever I was with her, I liked going out, I liked doing things. So honestly, I started going out by myself, and I would go to Melrose. I forgot what the name of the market is, but I would go to Melrose Market, flea market, and I would go by myself, you know. And you know, there's really nice people in LA. Like, I would wear cute outfits over there because I know everything's really aesthetic-y. And yeah, the vendors that I were buying from, they were complimenting me. We were, you know, having conversation, and I really like that. I do truly now enjoy being by myself, and I love running errands by myself. It does make me feel independent, because I used to always run errands with like my best friend back in high school. I wouldn't want to go out by myself because I was so convinced I was going to get kidnapped or something. But also going out to dinner by myself, which I really love to do. I do recommend putting in effort into living a happy and healthy lifestyle, because the first step starts with you wanting a change. Obviously, it isn't going to be easy, but the challenge yourself to want to do better. Anyways, I hope this advice and reflection helps you on your journey to living a happy and healthy lifestyle. Join me next week when we talk about a new aspect about living life on the edge. Until then, mejor versión, signing off.